To take some time here to identify some prophetic implications of Daniel 3. Daniel 3 sets forth the three angels' message and then the fourth, but it also identifies two Sunday law tests, if you want to see it that way. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were confronted with the test, and then Nebuchadnezzar found out that they didn't bow down, and he brought them to him. He says, give you one more chance. And they said, we don't need another chance. We're not going to bow down. And then it came again. And it's consistent with what we understand as Adventists, because we're told that first the United States passes a Sunday law, and then every other country on the globe will follow her example. There's going to be a Sunday law in the United States, and then there's going to be a world Sunday law. And even that is illustrated in Daniel, but if you look closely at Daniel 3, after the first test, and the test that got them thrown, the second test that got them thrown into the fire, what took place? That's when they gave their testimony to Nebuchadnezzar. Their testimony, our testimony, begins at the Sunday law. And it continues until the close of human probation. Now, in the presentations that I do, they're connected with the study on Daniel 11, 40 to 45. And Daniel 11, 41 identifies a Sunday law in the United States, at which time probation closes for Seventh-day Adventists. And that brings serious implications to this understanding. And in connection with that, I generally refer to a quote that you find in This Day with God, page 163, because it identifies that at the Sunday test, the door of probation is closed for Seventh-day Adventists. It should have prepared for that test. And I'll read it to you. Many who have known the truth have corrupted their way before God and have departed from the faith. The broken ranks will be filled up by those represented by Christ as coming in at the 11th hour. There are many with whom the Spirit of God is striving. The time of God's destructive judgments is a time of mercy for those who have had no opportunity to learn what is truth. Tenderly will the Lord look upon them. His heart of mercy is touched. His hand is stretched out to save, while the door is closed to those who would not enter. Large numbers will be admitted who in these last days hear the truth for the first time. And what's being described there is the purification that takes place at the Sunday law. There's going to be foolish virgins that leave the church at that time, leaving just the wise. And the wise will be sealed and receive the latter rain and be given